Hi there and welcome back. It's Clint Salter, and in this lesson we're going to discuss how by becoming more community focused with your marketing, how you can really take your studio to the next level. Reaching out to your local community, showcasing your studio and assisting local charities where suitable all form part of your yearly community strategy. From performing at local events to raising money for local charities, there are multiple ways to give back to the community while raising awareness of your studio and generating new business and student inquiries. So let me ask you right now, how much time a week do you spend on community-focused activities? Now, I understand that you're time poor, but it's super important that you're dedicating a small amount of time each week to nurturing your community relationships and really to maximize every opportunity you have to raise awareness for your studio and get people inquiring about your studio and the classes. So many of my clients that I've dealt with that are dance studio owners come to me having tried community outreach with very little return on their time and money investment. The truth here is that they didn't leverage each opportunity, and today I'm going to explain to you exactly what leverage means and how you can do it effectively to really increase and boost your results. So why do community marketing in the first place? You know, that's a really great question and probably one you're asking if you've tried a bunch of localized marketing strategies, but they have never felt like they've been worthwhile due to their time commitment and sometimes money investment. So let's discuss the benefits of getting out into your community and showcasing your school. So number one is that it's super targeted. The majority of people you'll be speaking with are local to your area, meaning there's a higher chance of them coming along to a class than doing a broad marketing piece. Number two is that it increases your referrals and recommendations. So your students are able to tell their friends about what they're up to. If you're performing at a local fair, they can promote this to their networks and get them down to watch. Number three, retention. If you're performing at a local event, this is a great opportunity for your students to do what they love, which is to perform. The parents will love this, and not only will they be grateful to you for the opportunity, it will also increase their loyalty to your studio. It's about creating a tribe, and by bringing your students together outside of their regular class environment, it's certainly going to accelerate this process. Number four is brand awareness. The more you get out and do things in the community, the more people will start to recognize your studio name. Make sure you've got a striking uniform that students wear to all performances and class. This will increase the interest in your studio, which in turn will have more inquiries coming into your business. And number five, you want to give back. You know, it feels great to give back to your local community, and even better if you can include your students in the process. You may be able to go to a nursing home to perform a few Christmas songs in December and spend some time, you know, with sick people in a home. So what can you do? So now let's get into the types of marketing that you can do within your business, you know. And so we've got the points up here that we spoke about. You know, it needs to be super targeted. We want it to increase our referrals and recommendations. It's going to increase our attention, also our brand awareness, and it's going to give back to the community. So you'll see now up next what I'm going to talk to you about is the types of things that you can do. So, and really, I want to explain to you how you can take the opportunity to the next level by using the concept of leverage. For me, leverage means taking an existing opportunity and slicing it up and really maximizing the opportunity. Remember to always review your ideal student avatars when approaching these strategies, because you want to make sure that there's always a match, meaning that your ideal students and parents are going to see and be a part of the community activity that you get involved with. So let's go through this list. So the first one is you sponsor local activities such as kids or adult sports teams, school events, church activities, hospitals, meetups, and networking events. You may give away a term or a month of dancing or a 10-class pass as an example. Now to leverage this opportunity, ensure you get a link to your studio on their website. It's also great, you know, if they can include your logo and a short blurb about your studio on their site. If you're sponsoring an event, ask if you can have promotional material at the event, maybe even a table where you can talk to people about your studio. I'd also ask to be included in any emails that get sent out pre and post the event, which includes a link back to your website. You could also do a special offer for the people on their list, which provides them with more value for their customers and a greater result for you. Number two, perform at local events, whether it be a fair or an opening of a shopping mall. Maximize the opportunity by handing out flyers or those cards we've spoken about for your studio with a strong call to action and an expiry date. As an example, you might do the offer 7 days of classes for free, but it has to be used within that month. Encourage these people to take action quickly. This is going to greatly increase your conversion rates. Number three, engage your dance families in volunteer activities around 4 times per year. For a few hours, round up a group of students and parents to go and feed the hungry or maybe work in a community garden or animal shelter. Get loads of photos while you're there to share on your website and social media, and also see if the local media will cover the story. You know, this is a beautiful activity about just giving back to the community. And it's also great to just bond and bring together your dance family. Number four, choreograph for local groups to get in front of more of your ideal students. It might be for a community musical theater group or similar. Either you or one of your dedicated teachers, you know, it'd be great for them to get involved. It's a great way to give back, promote your work, and increase new student inquiries. Number five, offer local schools a special offer for any students that sign up for classes with you. So this would be exclusive for the schools. Maybe they would receive some free merchandise on sign up or similar. If possible, as the school to promote this offer through their newsletter, social media, and website with links back to your studio. Number six is give support for local charity organizations and ask them to put your link on their website as a supporter. In addition to the links, this strategy builds trust for your business. You want this to be a long-term strategy. Work on a year-long strategy with them that includes you providing them maybe with dances for special events or similar. Number seven, register with local business directories and put a link back to your website. Number eight, guest blog, which we've spoken a little bit about, in local community blogs. So find relevant blogs that you can write about your studio. This is a great way to get quality links and gain exposure locally. And number nine, look for local Facebook fan pages. Be a fan. Maybe there's one about your city or your local community. Be a fan, engage in discussions, and put links back to your business. Number 10, I want you to register with a local Chamber of Commerce website and put a link back to your website on that. Number 11, register and market your business with local search engines such as Google Places, Yahoo Local, and Bing Local. Besides gaining local links, your business will benefit from more targeted traffic. Number 12, post your job openings on local job listings websites and get your website link there too. Number 13, give testimonials on your suppliers' websites and put a link back to your website. You can do this for your local dance shop as an example. Number 14, write testimonials on your coffee shops and cafes' websites and put a link back to your website. 15, look for local radio and TV station sites, participate in their discussion forums and blogs, leave a comment and add a link. Number 16, find the local newspaper websites and participate in their news forum and leave a link. And number 17, look for local magazine websites, participate in their discussions and blogs, leave comments, and you can also link back to your website. So right there, you've got 17 community strategies that you can start putting into place immediately. Now, I don't want you to try and do all of them. I suggest you just do one thing a month. That will be awesome. You know, you're going to see an increase in inquiries, plus an increase in your current student loyalty, and purely just increase the overall happiness of your studio by giving back to your awesome community. I want to thank you again for joining me on this lesson. I look forward to seeing you in our next one. Take care. Talk to you soon. Bye for now.